Our gospel reading for the Palm Sunday is from the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 28 through 40. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethpage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you are untying it, say, 'The Lord needs it.' For who were sent ahead went and found it just as they had told them. And as they were untying the colt, the owner asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'The Lord needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. And as they went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. 'Blessed is the King who comes from the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' 'I tell you,' he replied, 'if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.' This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God."
Let's just bow our heads a moment. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our families. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to worship in our homes and be in church virtually today. Lord, we ask prayers for safety for all our families. We ask your hedge of protection to be around us. And Lord, we ask that this pandemic pass us quickly. And we ask this prayer in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus the Christ. To you we pray. Amen. Good morning. This past week in our MailChimp, I had written that Palm Sunday was my third favorite day to preach on. I had said the first was Easter, the second was Christmas, and Palm Sunday was the third. And then I asked you if you knew why. And the answers I received were pretty much on the mark. Many of you said that it was Palm Sunday that we celebrate the fulfillment of Scripture. It was the day that God would send Jesus to free the people of Israel and ourselves from sin, and that is why we celebrate. And I think many times in our own imaginations, we sort of picture ourselves like the people that were on side of the road that day, cheering Jesus, waving palm branches as Jesus made his triumphant entry, shouting Hosanna for Jesus the King who had come to set us free. And we also celebrate because, well, let's face it, we like to have fun. We love community. We love to love things that take our mind away from the things that happen around us, because sometimes the things that happen in this world are pretty scary. And for the people of that day, it was no different. They were being oppressed by the Roman army. They were being killed. They were being overtaxed. And so they welcomed Jesus because he was the Messiah that was promised in all the prophecies. You know, they were prophecies of the day that a Messiah would come and set them free. And they believed that this was who had come that day. But soon, because of them, their Messiah would be arrested. Jesus would be found guilty. He'd be executed. He'd be hung on a cross and die. Not just because what prophecy had said, but because the people along the road that day, they didn't follow up on their end of the deal. And, you know, I think we understand that also. We understand what happened that day and all the complexities of the story, because the priest of our day, your pastors, have told you the stories and have explained the prophecies of Jesus. And we knew that Jesus was on a certain path. We knew that he accepted his role. We understood that, and we accepted it also. We understand that Jesus went to the cross and that he knew his fate from the very beginning. We understand that he knew that the plan that God had for his life, and that plan included his suffering, his death. It was clear for Jesus. But you know, sometimes our path is not that clear for ourselves. You know, many times we struggle with our lives when it doesn't seem sometimes that God has a plan for us. You know, we understand that life sometimes is less than perfect, but we wonder sometimes that there is any plan. And we wonder what kind of plan it is that God has created for us. You know, when sometimes there's just so many darn obstacles, so many detours. You know, we wonder why sometimes things just don't go smoother with our finances, our health, our families. And when we go through those difficult times, sometimes we just throw our hands up and we say, you know what, I give up. I've had enough. I want to get off this ride. But you see, it's right there. It's right in this moment that each of us needs to understand that that is the reason that Jesus came for us. That he came not for himself, but he came for all of us. Because the people that lined the road that day, they didn't want what they had either. They wanted to be free. They didn't want to live under oppression. They didn't want to be taxed. They wanted a savior. And here he was riding into Jerusalem just as prophecy had said he would. And they cheered him and they celebrated. But they truly didn't understand. Because they thought that it was going to be instant gratification that Jesus was bringing to them. They didn't understand that there was a cost. They didn't understand that there was a lot to do. They didn't understand that there were things that were going to be required of them. But you see, they didn't want that. And so at the end of the day, when they woke up the next morning and nothing in their lives changed, they turned away from Jesus. And they became the people who a few days later would shout, "Crucify him." And yet, you know, sometimes we do that ourselves. Because sometimes we put God up on this pedestal and we expect him to do everything. You know, we want freedom, and yet we don't want to work for it. We want to rejoice, and yet we don't want to fully commit our lives to him. And, you know, he asks us to love our neighbors, and yet we turn away from them sometimes. And you see, what happens is we continue this cycle of rejoicing and then sending him to the cross, even though we understand who he is and what he's done for us and what he expects of us. We keep on doing what he asks us not to do, and we don't do what he does ask us to do. But you see, God understood that. He understood that far before he came to us, and that was the purpose of why Jesus did what he did that day. Because if not, it would be us riding that colt instead of Jesus. But it's not. And that's why we worship God, because we are thankful. It's why today we're in our homes watching the service on our screens to worship him, to worship and to give thanks to a God for giving us Jesus. It's what the people that day were doing when they were laying their cloaks on the road and waving palm branches. They were worshiping God. They were thanking God and celebrating their creator for the Messiah. But you see, a few days later, they forgot. They forgot the Messiah, and they began to rely on themselves again, and they lost their faith, and they felt hopeless again, like many of us do sometimes when we forget who it is that we need to turn to. And many times we say, if we only had more time. You know, if we only had more time, we would spend time with God. We would read our Bibles. If we only had more time, we would pray more. Well, you know what? Right now, for many of us, that's all we have, is time. And so maybe this is the time we need to commit ourselves more to God, to take the time to understand why Jesus truly came for us and what his message was for us. See, in our gospel lesson today, Jesus doesn't care what's going to happen to him, because he understands what he's doing is not for himself. What he's doing is for us. And you see, when we finally get that, when we finally understand that when we receive Jesus, our only obligation was to give him to others. And that's not just by wearing a t-shirt that says God loves you or God is love. It's by taking the time to tell others that Jesus died for you willingly so that you will have life too. And today your job is more important than ever, because unless people know Jesus, when they die, they are dead forever. And people today need Jesus, because life today is scary. And if you have Jesus, it's not. But you see, with Jesus, we understand that. We understand that no matter what happens to us here, his promise is forever. And so here's my challenge to you. What I'd like to see all of you do is by Easter, which is 1 week from today, is to prove to God how much you love him by taking the time to share Jesus with someone who needs them. This week, tell someone about Jesus. Tell someone how without him that they have nothing. And tell them with Jesus they have everything. And I pray that you will bless someone today. I pray that this week you will tell someone about the Christ that walks in your life and bless them with the gift that only God can give. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for each and everything you provide for us. We thank you for sending us the Savior who changed the world, who changed our lives. And Father, we ask that each of us can bless someone else with only the gift that you can give. And Father, we pray this prayer in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus the Christ. And to you we pray. Amen.